Welcome to the Gorfine, Schiller & Garden podcast series. As many companies and nonprofit organizations are developing plans for either reopening or coming up with overall survival strategies regarding COVID-19, the role of accountants has never been more important, especially when gaining confidence in the next step for their businesses or organizations. Today, we're speaking with Alan Stein, Director of Audit and Accounting Services at Gorfine, Schiller & Garden, more about this topic. And Alan, thanks for joining us today.
Thank you for having me, Matt.
Great. Well, let's kind of start at the top. You're kind of on the front lines right now dealing with a lot of clients with regards to COVID-19. And what kinds of services are your clients seeking out these days?
It's interesting that it's more consultations than services. Definitely offer some services. There's some clients where we're hands-on and helping them with a loan application or helping them with a budget. But with a lot of our clients, it's more expanding the conversation and the nature of the conversation around their business. You know, they're reaching out and talking to us, you know, and the conversation has changed. It's constantly evolving. Reaching out to us at the beginning about should they apply for a loan, which programs are they eligible for, which programs, if they take advantage of, are they going to make themselves ineligible for other programs by doing so. And we're talking, you know, many of our clients thankfully have gotten loans and are moving through the process, and they're asking about, you know, how to record keep for the loans, and do they have to worry about returning the loans? And we're having those conversations with them and trying to help them through the process.
That's great. And overall, do you find that the consultative services that you're providing in this day and age for your clients in many ways helps them have some sort of confidence in their next steps? Because this is certainly an uncertain time for many, many organizations.
Yeah, it certainly is an uncertain time, and the conversations definitely at times get a little far-reaching, more than they might have been typically, where, you know, beyond the nuts and bolts and the budget per se, you know, just because we have a relationship and we have exposure to their business, you know, the conversation goes into what their plans are, you know, how they've slowed down, what they've closed, what they're planning on reopening, when they're planning on reopening, what safety measures they're taking into place. So they're discussing all those things with us and just giving them an open ear to listen and just give us them, you know, our input as people, maybe more than accountants, while certainly, you know, helping in the accounting side of things or the regulatory side of things that they, you know, caused them to initially pick up the phone to talk to us about.
Yeah, you know, that's a really great point. I didn't even really think about it. And I've seen that a lot just in other organizations out there. It's just that people just often want to talk about the problems, issues, and challenges, almost from like a therapy-like perspective. And I didn't realize that, but a lot of the services or the consulting that you're offering is really just to help them talk through and figure out the next steps and the next phases, right?
Absolutely. It's figuring out, you know, where they're going, and are they comfortable with what they're doing? Are they comfortable with the loans that they have? Are they comfortable that they're keeping records so that it will get forgiven and it'll have the intended purpose to help their business? You know, how aggressive do they want to be with reopening? If they're not so aggressive with reopening, how is that going to affect the budget? How many different forecasts should they have for the upcoming, you know, months? You know, how to frame that picture? They're definitely interesting and challenging discussions.
Yeah, for sure. And if you don't mind, I know we talked about consultative services that you've been offering, but if you don't mind, just tell our listeners just more about the services that you offer as well.
Sure. Yeah. Because this definitely isn't a typical part of our business. But it's just, you know, shows the relationships that we build through our business that we're having all these conversations. We're a full service accounting firm offering attest services, audits, tax services, small business bookkeeping type services. Personally, doing mostly audits of all types of companies and organizations, not for profit, real estate, healthcare, and the typical services we're providing are audit and tax services, helping them get the information they need to their financial statement users, the information they need to the government. So this is a different type of experience for us, but definitely, I think, has strengthened relationships and helped us develop our relationships with our clients.
That's great. You know, Alan, as always, appreciate your time when we do this podcast. And before we sign off today, is there anything else to add or anything we may have missed?
I don't think there's anything we missed. I think that it's really, I appreciate when people pick up the phone and call. It's you know, it shows their confidence in us, and there have been good conversations, and it's been a difficult process and process we'd all rather not be going through, but it's been a process that where we've been able to help, and that always feels good.
That's great. And then this concludes this Gore, Fine, Schiller & Garden podcast interview with Alan Stein, who's the Director of Audit and Accounting Services at the firm. And as you heard, Alan was kind enough to share his insights on really what he's seeing there on the front line when it comes to his clients, many of whom are developing plans for either reopening or just developing strategies for surviving during this ongoing COVID-19 pandemic. And of course, the key takeaway is that accountants in many ways can help clients gain confidence and help talk them through some of the challenges that they are dealing with. And Alan, as always, thank you so much for your time today.
Thank you.